transforms into a giant weasel.
What did we just do again?
We just fought
off.
Fought
some dogs, and you almost got turned to stone.
I remember twice. That. I remember that.
And that's it. We're going through the woods still.
I'm
We're
never going first again.
You can't not go first.
What do you mean
first in this?
What do you mean you're never going first
again? Send your dog first.
Yeah, you had to go first.
What they're for.
You're the tank. You're the paladin.
My initiative is I stay back.
You barely survived.
I bet you did
anyway. Hey,
I did well.
Stone.
I did well. I killed a lot.
You did well.
Well, the weasel saved us.
Weasel!
Due to my note taking.
What? I had nothing to do with your note taking.
You are in the Fartide Forest in order to gather ingredients for the alchemist at school. You need to get to the center of the forest before the forest closes in on you, because its life energy sort of seeps out of it as it ebbs and flows inward. So you need to make haste.
So it has ebbed?
Wait, so...
Or it's flowed?
That's what we're...
It's flowed.
It's ebbing.
Yep.
We're getting ingredients to
run
make
while
haste.
The ebb is coming in.
Ebbing?
Actually, ebbing. Yes.
Okay.
Searching for you.
I get it now. I know what we're trying to make. I know what these are.
Haste.
Okay.
Yes, awesome. A haste potion.
So we have to get... Troll urine or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we have to get some kind of feather.
A bag of swift rock mushrooms, a bag of wood troll urine, or a jar, sorry. It's hard to put in a bag. A bag
That's
of
what I have.
Dawn owlbear feathers.
And a fairy tear.
And a single fairy tear.
We need three bags of
Let's find this stuff, but we gotta get to the center of the forest.
You do. So I need everyone to make perception checks.
Come on, baby.
Be surprised.
Down. Come on. Two.
And so it begins.
Six.
I got a six.
So low.
But my passive perception is 17.
17?
That's pretty good. All right. So the first question I want to ask is, do you wish to do anything with these cockatrice corpses?
I would like to take all of the alchemical ingredients.
It will take time.
Can I... rope their feet together and put them over my back and do it as we're walking.
They are heavy, but yes.
How heavy?
Well, let's see.
Can we each take
I
one?
Can make them less heavy. Split them half. You need the whole thing? You need its guts?
So, cockatrices range between 30 and 50 pounds.
Okay. Dude, gut it. You don't need all the guts. What are the guts going to do? They're just going to spoil the rest of me.
There are certain stones that can be found in their stomachs.
Okay. Open the stomachs and look for stones. All right.
Roll nature. As he is doing this, Thane, you get the sense that the forest is in it's operating at a frantic pace, basically.
Okay.
All the creatures here know that they are on a time limit. So the herbivores that come in basically know that, like, all the greenery and stuff is magically nutritious, kind of like Lucky Charms.
Mm.
So they come in, they eat, and then they run back to the center for
safety. Safety, yeah.
But there are also carnivores here as well that are doing the same thing.
Because the herbivores eating the magically delicious food are also magically delicious.
Indeed.
So carnivores have to be pretty special.
You notice, you can see a few things that look like they're on the hunt. But you just notice one particular thing that appears to be on the hunt, and it appears to be hunting you.
Me.
Just now, your group.
Okay.
If you will.
Like, damn, man, never ends.
So, it's kind of difficult to make out, because it is currently behind, like, some dense foliage.
Okay.
Whatever it is large and has wings.
I'm oblivious, and I'm looking at the delicious grass, and I put it between my teeth, and I go... Make a lot of noise. That thing notices more.
I say, hey, guys.
Roll nature.
Transport. We're
being hunted. Oh.
See what...
Five.
Okay. What's so you know something is watching you. You can determine nothing of its nature or tactics.
Okay. So, I know something, but I don't know anything about it. Okay, so I make the group aware.
All right, I'll look at it, too, and see if I can notice anything.
Okay.
12. Nature plus zero, 12.
So you can tell that it had the element of surprise. So it would have attacked
if
it thought it could handle all of you easily.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's waiting for someone to lag behind.
It's fucking me.
You're going to be lagging behind?
Well, I have the shortest legs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an intelligent hunter.
So Thane, as everyone turns to look,
mm-hmm.
you see the thing disappear into the forest silently.
Okay.
You no longer see it.
I saw it too, and it was looking at me.
Well, it doesn't mean that it won't come back, and it's not on our trail, you know, but it's not close anymore. So we gotta be careful.
So, Kama, what did you get on your nature check?
An 11.
An 11. All right. So it takes you, if you want to gut all of them, it takes you a good 10 minutes.
Is that time? That
can we all divide it up into it?
Stand.
You don't have to roll nature checks to see if you can.
If you can gut a cockatrice.
Cockatrice.
Okay. I don't want cockatrice for all juice all over me when this thing's hunting us.
Maybe it doesn't like those.
15.
Okay. You were able to help.
Okay. So it cuts it in half already.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone
5 minutes.
17.
2.5 minutes.
30 seconds. We're efficient.
So in about 2 minutes, you're able to collect the stones from the cockatrices.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
All right. Here you go, Volcom. All the stones you wanted.
I want excellent. I want one of them.
I'm indebted to you.
I'm going to get that mask off.
The giant weasel. Just looking around.
You're still a weasel?
I'm still a weasel. I'm just looking around.
Just say like a bag of, or okay, a pouch of.
I can't talk to anybody. Fucking weasel. Shane looked at me like, make your roll, make your ninja roll. What you doing? A fucking weasel.
You can still gut them.
Okay. Do you have the mind of a weasel?
Huh? I mean, a weasel can't talk, so I can't talk.
But you can, like, perceive.
Yeah, I still have, like, my mind, yeah, but, like, a weasel isn't capable of, like...
So you could roll that check, but you couldn't tell us.
Why not convey the information?
I also only have, like, claws, so, like, it's something that's going to need, like, a knife to be precise.
You have teeth.
I would have, yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's all I would have.
And he just eats it.
Saying, we need, like, him open the stones. We need some damn nature stuff, and our elf that lived in the woods for 30 years is a weasel. Okay.
Such is life.
All right, we got to make haste.
All right, man. So okay, you have two choices. And right in front of you, what you think would be the quickest way is also likely to tire you out. It's mm-hmm. going to involve a lot of, like, climbing up small, like, cliffs.
Over the mountain or around the mountain type deal?
Basically that okay. kind of thing. So you can push your endurance to try to get there as quickly as you can, or you can take a slightly slower but easier route.
Are there larger, like, herbivores walking? Can we see them?
Roll perception.
15.
Yes, you're able to see an elk-like creature.
Okay, because it might be smart of us to follow them. They would have made this trip every single day. And whatever direction they go, I'd probably go that way. That
maybe they wait to the they wait longer and then they travel faster.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, they're not going to come up to them like, holy shit, there's a hole here, and they can't get by, because they've probably done it every single day.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So I think if we follow them, we might be good getting into the center of the jungle island thingy.
Okay.
And they would also know the more direct routes.
You could wait to follow it, or you can try and follow its tracks that led it here.
Mm. What do you think, Weasel?
I think we should follow their tracks, because when they decide to go, we might not be able to keep their pace.
I don't know what it's saying. Let's just follow the weasel.
Roll nature to follow the tracks. You can do this as well, because you can lead.
Yeah. You just run from the jungle. We're like, what the hell?
Or survive.
Catch the weasel.
Action. 20.
Hell yeah. That's
20. Very good.
Hell yeah.
All right, so.
How long do you stay a weasel?
Until I turn back.
You don't get to control it?
Huh? I mean, I could turn back if I want to right now.
But you can only do it so many times per day.
But I only get so many times per day, and if you have more cockatrices, I might as well stay a weasel for now.
Can you stay a weasel forever?
Are you a big weasel?
He's like,
I'm a giant weasel. Yeah, he's Wormtail.
Gotcha. Okay. No more questions. Let's do it. Make haste.
You are following the tracks.
Mm-hmm. I also, if it helps, it says weasels have advantage on checks that rely on hearing or smell for perception. So if that
very
helps
good.
Me for my
roll
tracking.
Perception for hearing right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Because dude, I wish I could do that in real life.
It's a 9.
So roll twice. And a 9.
Another 9? Okay. Plus 3.
The 9s have it. It's not too difficult to hear. Just as you get out of sight of that elk-like creature, you think you hear it scream as it is taken down by something.
The winged creature.
You continue on.
Okay.
You smell blood.
As you continue on, you hear sounds coming from above the trees. It sounds like the sounds of flapping wings.
What? Okay.
Do you try to hide, or do you keep moving?
Okay. What I say we do is that we move as a unit, so one person goes ahead while one person posts, and then when that person posts, the other person goes ahead, and we keep doing that. That way we never have an eye in every direction. You know what I'm saying?
Never have an eye?
We always do. Okay. We never not have an eye in every direction.
Never,
shut up, weasel!
Never in, always.
The weasel's laughing at me! I mean, we might be going a little slower, but I think it'd be safer. You guys agree?
We're already going the faster way, following the tracks, so... I agree.
So, you proceed like this for about about 15 minutes. Mm. Nothing happens. And then something shoots out of the trees. Roll initiative. Shit.
9.
20. Lovely.
That is not a d20.
Oh.
What was a d12 to roll initiative?
I guess you really don't want to go first, Shane.
He's like, I'm staying back, baby.
1. Shane's a 1. Natural 1. Calvin is a 10.
9.
Oh.
So I'm a 11.
The weasel notices first.
So, Allure. Eric is...
I was a 9.
Yes.
Calvin was a 10. Shane was a 1.
I was a 9.
Well, sorry, it's been a while. One,
you're ahead of me in okay. initiative order.
When I get a natural 1, you add the 2. That says, like, 3 altogether?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, perception checks don't have, like, natural 1s. Okay. Or not perception, initiatives, I don't believe. You're, okay. you're just rolling to see where you go.
Okay.
You know, it took me,
you
like...
You don't go worst.
It's... Okay. Yeah.
It took me, like, 10 of our sessions to realize what natural 1 and natural 20 meant. No one explained to me. I think it's one of those things where people are like, oh. You should know this. But I didn't know. I didn't know that meant, like, it's a 1 and you fail. There's no adding to it. There's no some success or right. anything.
Yeah, an artificial 20 is, yeah. like, you've added 3 yeah. to a 17.
It, honestly, it felt like, you know, when you're going to a family event, like, every single year when you're a kid and no one ever bothered to introduce you to your aunt and you don't know her name.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you noticed it before and were so cautious, it doesn't get a surprise attack. In okay. fact, I will allow anyone who has the ability to do ranged attacks to do a reaction.
I have no ranged attack.
I have a hand crossbow.
I also have a crossbow.
The thing dives out.
Is it going for someone in particular?
It is.
I mean, you know.
Clearing.
The weasel?
Well, we're all on the line.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
Mercury at?
Is that about what we were thinking?
Yeah.
Sure.
Your cloak is just following a weasel.
A large, what looks like a cross between a horse and an eagle.
Ground attacks won't work.
Okay. Eagle!
Swoops down to try and pick up the giant weasel.
Oh, well, that's
not oh my god, away. It's going for the weasel. Aaron! Weasel!
Change back.
No!
Shoot first. Ask questions of it later.
Change into something heavier.
I mean, I you know, I don't have the initiative. You guys have it before me, right?
But, well, they get to shoot a range attack yeah. at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a reaction.
I'm totally willing to put my shield yeah, out.
So shoot your range attacks.
Yeah, go ahead. You have higher initiative. Oh, that's your attack die.
13.
Plus
13.
Your attack bonus.
Yeah, plus 4. 8, 17.
That is a hit. And this is your hand crossbow.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So, as I imagine, well, which one are you? So I imagine that you were like SWAT teaming this, and you were like behind the weasel,
yeah,
like resting your arms, just waiting for something.
Yeah. The weasel's sneering.
You fire a shot, and it hits. Roll damage.
That's it's a 1d6 plus 2.
It's okay.
A little square dice.
So regular dice.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
Two. What the hell? I don't know. I don't want either.
Yeah. I think Aaron has you.
That's not it. That's different.
That's one of the square ones.
What do you need?
It's not going to change it at all. It's random. 6! Plus,
plus
2?
2.
Dang. That thing didn't roll. It hit the bottom and stopped.
Yeah.
Like it was a magnet.
Hey, I put in the dice right. tower,
Shane
damn it.
Put in 8 damage.
Okay. So, a massive hit. It sort of goes through the side of its neck.
Oh,
it seems to miss
shit.
The artery, but it's bleeding quite a bit.
Damn.
Who's next?
Me. Okay. With a 6.
Plus. Total?
I'm reloading. I'm sitting here reloading behind the weasel.
All right, so it goes into the flank of the creature. It sticks in solidly, but it does not crash to the ground as of yet.
Okay.
So it is coming to attack you. Since it has to be in melee range to grab you, you can try and take a bite.
Hmm.
Before it tries to grapple and fly away.
It rolled off 20, Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, well. 13 to hit.
That hits?
Yeah.
Cool.
4 piercing damage.
4 piercing damage.
I hate D4s. They're my least favorite die.
All right, so you try to bite at its neck, but it sort of swoops at the last moment, and you barely get a piece of its leg, not doing very much of it at all, as it tries to grasp its talons around your flesh.
Mm. Well, that's not good.
So this is going to be a grapple. So we are rolling strength against one another, basically.
Oh my God, I want to go.
Okay.
If you will.
Me too.
Have a feeling you win.
Look me.
Oh no, just a giant weasel. Right?
Well, he did not roll well.
So I roll now?
Yep.
15.
Plus your strength?
0. I'm a weasel.
Yep, you still win.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So thank you. Shake it free.
Dang it.
You just want to kill him?
I want him to grab me. I'm going to be attacking him while he's attacking me.
It's not good, Aaron.
Torque. All
right, so he shakes it free. In what direction is it going in?
So it is starting to flap.
It's going up or down?
It's going up.
It's going up.
Yep.
So it missed its initial strike. So
okay.
It's trying to.
So it's flying up. I'm on the other side of the weasel, and I gotta see if I hit a 5 plus what?
The center of your sheet.
Attack bonus should be the center column.
10.
That is a miss.
Damn.
It is now the hippogriff's turn, and it begins to fly away, heavily damaged, trying to save its life.
Damn it.
Elora, you are next.
I'm a fucking weasel. Is he nearby?
He is out of melee range.
Can my dog run and jump
because
off?
Because I missed? Jump off my back.
Is he flying away?
He's flying up.
Is my dog in a turn?
He's like up here.
Yes, he should have rolled initiative as well.
All right.
He did.
So roll.
He was busy.
13.
13.
Plus, what's your doggo's
dog's initiative is?
Can't.
Initiative plus.
Wait for this.
Yeah, so 16.
So it is your dog's turn.
Okay. Is he close enough?
He could run and post jump up back. On top of Eric's back like a combat dog.
The tallest guy?
Okay. Well, he's the shortest guy.
Base.
I know. The strongest, yeah.
The dog needs to roll athletics for such a feat.
Fucking dog, man.
I will look it up. If you do not have it.
It's a fucking dog.
He does not.
I like this fat, shitty dog from the woods. You know?
Well, I mean, it blinks. It's not like it runs everywhere.
A plus one.
You get a plus one in your athletics check.
You think if I could be a blink man, I would be running? No, I'd be blinking here and there and there. Never walk.
Ever.
If you're a finally tuned machine, you
it has to recharge that ability, unfortunately.
What's your bonus?
14.
14.
Oh. All right, the dog runs up onto Torque's back.
Yep.
It jumps up as Eric gives it an additional lift. It goes high into the air, roll attack. You should have its attack written down.
Yeah, so 16.
Is that total?
Yes.
Yep. That hits, so roll damage.
Which is a...
I believe it's going to be a D6
so he
plus
ran,
1.
So he ran and jumped off Torque.
Man, there's a lot of things that could have gone wrong. I'm going to get here. Hope I do damage. 4.
Plus 1 is 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so it jumps, leaps high into the air, and it impacts on its side, and you see its jaws grab its throat.
Oh.
As it is sort of hanging down, and the griffin's trying to get away, but it starts to fall as its throat is just torn out. And you see the dog fall, and then you see the hippogriff fall.
Your dog's white, right?
It was.
It was.
Impact is a cool skin. I don't think it hurt the dog, right?
Nah, he's okay. As soon as it hits the ground,
boom!
Out of the ground pops.
Worms?
Centipedes.
Fuck this place, man.
Well,
two giant centipedes.
Okay.
Elora, it's your turn.
We gotta fight these.
Or we can just go, because they might be eating the corpse.
Or they don't eat that, and it got interrupted, they live there, and it pissed off.
And they eat the corpse.
Well, we don't hack, and this thing attacked us. These things are as eat.
Do I attack it?
I don't know. Wait. I don't know.
Like, where do they come after us to fight us?
Well, they gotta run away from the... thing too. We gotta make haste.
They live in the ground.
We're just gonna fight.
I'm saying they could have came out while we were all looking up, but no, they waited until this thing hit the ground. They're gonna eat it.
Hang on. They live in the ground. So what happens when the waste comes back through?
They probably just go that way.
Like they travel underground?
Oh no, the professor's not here to ask. All right, we gotta make decisions, man.
They just pop out of the ground and they like looking at the hippogriff, or did they just showed up?
Roll nature.
We all look at the weasel.
Damn it. 13.
You think that they were hunting, this thing fell onto the ground, and now they popped up to likely eat it? Although it is possible that they might grab anything else that's near and bring it down first.
What if they eat the dog?
What if Calvin can't get the stones from the griffin's stomach?
Maybe we should just kill him.
You just want to kill everything. I thought you loved nature.
Huh? I'm just saying, maybe we should kill them so that we don't lose, like, the dog, or they don't attack us and pull us underground or something.
Has the dog...
They could be, like, graboid.
Well, I mean, we're aware of it. If we start to move away and they attack us, we'll be ready, right?
Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah, we were ready for the griffin, and we couldn't even see that.
How we know they're on the ground? We didn't know they were
there.
I
don't know, you're a weasel.
We didn't know they were there before.
They didn't wait. They only went for the eagle after it fell.
Dude, we gotta make haste, weasel.
Yeah, no, but fights don't take that long as walking frog style through the forest.
You mean safely, like we did?
I'm saying, that takes more time than like finishing off two little centipedes. We killed that one guy before he hurt any of us.
Are they little?
I don't know. They look kind of big. Which they look big enough that they could grab your dog and put him underground and eat him.
Call them giant centipedes.
And I'm a giant weasel. Let's kill him.
There's gotta be a million of these things here. We don't need to be attacking every single one we come across.
I thought we got experience points for every battle, I'd fight him. If not, now that I know that there's markers for the story, I'll just run.
So you wanna run?
Yeah.
Alright, Calvin.
I mean, if they take the dog, does he have a blink left? Can he get away in time?
Yeah, if we leave right now and take off running, which is to say your dog doesn't get grabbed.
He can blink away, he's fast, shit.
Does he have his blink?
He hasn't used his blink yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say if we can, just make haste away.
How long till he gets to move between... Like, he just landed after killing that griffin. Does he get to go, or will the centipedes go first? I'm just saying, if they grab him, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I just think in real life he'd get the hell away, so I don't know.
This is also a game with rules.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in real life, those things pop up. Does he get away before these things grab him? Or are they going to eat the griffin right away?
I don't know. I just imagine I'd go for the weaker animal if I were them. The one that's dead.
If the majority goes for running away, then run away, I guess.
Okay. You start to run. They ignore the dog and eat the hippogriff.
Good.
You are able to get away safely.
I don't get no special hippogriff feathers. Who knows what kind of magical properties they got.
If it were possible, I would collect anything I can.
Okay, so you travel along for another 30 minutes uninterrupted.
Okay.
Making a good pace. You are still able to follow the tracks.
Okay.
Roll perception.
7
You got 20. That is if it has to do with hearing and or smell.
5
I see.
Only seeing?
What'd you get before?
I rolled them both at the same time. I got 20.
That's cheating.
What'd you get, Calvin?
I got a 9.
I got a 5.
There's a 9.
I got 7.
Well, anyone who got a 9 or higher, you're going along and the tracks are starting to follow this stream that's to the left of you.
Mm-hmm.
Past the stream to the left, you see like a small natural cave entrance into the hillside. The sun is over in this direction, and as it's lighting up the cave pretty well, you see what looks like a glittering inside the cave. It's difficult to tell what it is exactly in this distance.
Fairies!
That is not the way the tracks go. It would be a detour.
I mean... We're in an environment, it's all about time.
Right now, you are making good time.
We also, though, need to find these four things, which cave may be one of those four things. Mm-hmm. It could be fairy tier, it could be...
You have 8 hours to get there. At max speed, you could get there in 4 hours to the center of the forest.
When I'm trying to remember back to my class or any notes I might have taken, did the professor say anything about the ingredients being on the way to the center of the forest, or... being in the center of the forest.
Made no such mention. You did learn a thing or two about swift rocks, mushrooms, which grow on the back of things in a nearly constant state of motion.
Okay.
Trolls aren't that quick, so they probably wouldn't be out here hunting.
At least not far.
Not far. Owlbears also are like bears. They can sprint, but they're not endurance runners.
Okay.
Fairies can do whatever they want, basically. Some of them can teleport.
Sure.
Can fly, turn invisible. The only possible thing might be the swift rocks, but a cave isn't going to go anywhere.
It's not moving.
But maybe there's something in the cave.
Possibly. I mean, if we feel like we're making good time, we could go and just try to check it out and see what's in there.
Can I get closer and check?
Absolutely.
I don't think we're going to stop in the...
You go up to the mount?
I think we should... I'm good with just walking towards the cave.
Yeah.
I'll start walking towards the cave.
You do so. You start walking towards the cave. It looks like, there's some sort of gemstones that are dormantly glittering.
Okay.
Inside of the cave itself.
Can I check for any magic or anything?
Sure.
Is that 15?
So you need to detect magic to detect any auras or anything? Nothing that is in your line of sight strikes you as inherently magical.
Okay.
If you're trying to see past an illusion, it would be insight.
Okay. Insight then. I mean, it's the same role.
One of us trying to detect poison and disease.
Doesn't seem to be an illusion.
Okay.
I guess with my history of working in a mine, digging for precious stones and stuff like that, am I able to recognize, just from the site, anything and know any of its history?
Like what kind of gems they are or anything?
Where they would occur naturally here?
Looks like rubies.
Rubies. Okay. I mean, if it looks like it's relatively easy to grab, I don't see why not. Why not try?
You'd have to mine them.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of...
Well, I do have a pickaxe. I also have a proficiency in masonry, even though that's not necessarily mining.
How long would you like to take mining?
If I look at it and it would take me longer than like 10 minutes, I would probably say it's not worth it.
There's quite a few. I mean, it's just a question of how much you get.
Yeah.
So if you spent 10 minutes, you would get something.
Okay.
If you spent an hour, you would get more.
Sure. Probably wouldn't go for a full hour.
Well, we have 8 hours and it'd take us 4 hours.
So right now it has been... You have made an hour's progress. You have 3 hours left to go at max speed.
Okay.
Maybe we stay for 20 minutes.
I was going to say half an hour.
30 minutes, I was thinking.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
I only have one pickaxe. I have two hand axes.
That's not going to work.
No. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, one pickaxe, 30 minutes.
What are the rest of you doing?
Yeah. Basically just keeping a watch out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ella looks around, listens, smells.
Each of you roll perception. You're fine. You're a dwarf. You don't need to roll.
Only for looking?
You've done it out of the mother's womb.
Is it only for looking?
Hmm?
Is it only for looking or for hearing and smell, too?
Whichever one you want.
Use my advantage of hearing and smell.
17.
17.
15.
15?
17 plus 3. So 20.
Okay, so it's hard to hear... Anything over the brook that's next to you? Not much to hear past that. Don't smell anything of particular note. The cave smells stale, so you think it probably goes pretty deep.
I like stale smells, I don't know why.
For you two looking about, you both notice, again, off in the distance, the same winged creature as before, still watching. So with the 17, you can tell that it's standing on two legs with wings, and it appears to have a long, muscular tail.
Okay. And he's just waiting to jump us when we get out of the cave?
Sure. Yes.
You only spot it at about 25 minutes into his work. So he's almost done with his 30 minutes anyway.
So I imagine, wait for Eric.
Torque!
Wait for Torque to get done mining.
Okay.
We all carefully go out together, you know, and face this thing if it tries to confront us.
So you're outside. He's the only one in the mine.
Okay.
I assume. Unless someone's in there looking out for him as well.
I just wanted to stay at the face of the entrance.
The mouth of the cave.
Not the face.
So, you finish.
Yep. Okay.
You are able to get 300 gold pieces worth of rubies.
Will they have to be, like, cut in?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could sell them as they are now for 300. If you got them cut, they would be worth more.
Gotcha.
Basically.
Cool.
You probably know how to do that shit.
He's a miner.
Probably not here and now.
Pay
do
off
you
this
wish
wing,
to go on your way or confront the winged creature? It hasn't jumped or anything. It's just there watching.
I mean, is it on the way to get back to the tracks that we were following before?
No. No, you could go on the way you were going without encountering it.
All right. It definitely knows we're here.
Yeah.
Should we try to communicate with it?
I was going to say if I could tell if it was intelligent or not.
Yeah.
Is it wearing any kind of discernible clothing or markings or anything?
No. It appears to be a reptilian creature. As you start to get a little closer and look at it, as it notices you doing that, it disappears again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Okay.
Continue.
300 pieces.
So, Thane, as you start to run away again,
mm-hmm.
I need you to roll a reflex save. So roll a d20, and you're looking at the upper left. Actually, it's a dexterity save in the system, not reflex.
Plus two. 10 plus 12.
All right, so you go, and you notice that you're going to trip. You're able to put your foot down. And you're wondering why. You look down, and you see that your boots have been tied together.
What the heck?
I stop the group. Someone tied my shoes together.
Weasel?
My Air Force Ones.
Advantage.
Air Force One?
Yeah.
Seems the work of pick 16.
You hear what sounds like, it's very faint and distant, but it almost sounds like a child's laughter.
Little fairies.
Fucking fairies.
Thane fixes his shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you continue on?
The role that
should we head in the
We should keep going.
The
group?
We should keep
or should
going.
We head towards where the laughter's coming from? If there's fairies?
Are fairies good in this world or
we
bad?
Need one
we need
single
a fairy
tier.
Tier.
Oh, yeah.
Fairy tiers are exceedingly
we did just stay in this one spot for 30 minutes. But
well,
we do need the fairy tier.
Should we head in that direction?
Is it out of the way?
Check my sundial. I think we're good. Yeah, let's try and check out real quick.
Okay.
As quick as we can.
Yeah, so you've made it. It's 3 hours away.
I'm happy.
You have currently spent 90 minutes of time.
Okay.
You try to follow its laughter.
The sound. Yeah, the direction that it came from and stuff.
Sure, as best you can.
Smell and listen.
You know, weasels are like, don't you?
You are following it, and it doesn't seem to get any closer. It doesn't seem to get any further away. It's taking you in the direction away from where you should be going.
They're go tricksy.
Yeah. That's so like, I don't like it, weasel. I bet you.
We should continue on our course.
All right, so let's head back and go the way we're going. Then.
Okay.
All right.
No
you...
laughter.
Continue. You make it another hour with nothing of note happening. So there are 2 hours
to go. Good time.
I need everyone to roll endurance checks.
Which is the constitution.
Based on con, right?
Constitution.
18.
17.
16.
Not an endurance
check.
Natural one. You
natural.
Fall over without your shoes being tied.
Natural one for mine.
So Shane is running along, and he starts to get like a Charlie horse in his leg. You've been going over rough terrain, and he just has a pulled muscle. He can continue on at a slow pace, or you can wait and try and see if it...
Rub it out?
Rub it out, yeah.
I got really rough hands when we rub it out.
Yeah.
Where's the muscle at?
Like a Charlie horse area.
Okay, like in the calf.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
You want me to do that real quick?
Yeah.
Run it back.
I will allow Torb to rub to do that. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this.
I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. Right to the left a little bit. Right there. Just press. Don't just press.
As that's happening, where are the rest of you? He's sitting on like a stump.
They're all watching intently
or something.
Keeping a lookout.
Always just smelling the air and looking and listening.
I imagine you doing like a guy in 101 Dalmatians
looking
movie when he's from
back towards
here. Where are you?
If we're going this way,
yep.
I'm facing back this way.
I was probably leading if we're heading that way, so I'm probably over here. Like,
and the dog.
Looking and listening. And I got my cloak.
The dog?
What is the dog doing?
He's sitting there like... Huh?
Okay.
He's watching concern for me.
Alright, so you're all close to each other.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Volcom,
mm-hmm.
with an M, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You notice, as you're just sort of standing there looking around, a butterfly lands on your shoulder.
What does it look like?
It is blue.
Hmm.
A few seconds, another butterfly lands on your shoulder.
Okay.
They want your cool amulet.
Is it one of these
your sack of rocks?
Hemo
tap.
They're
hemoglobin whatever
from Hunter.
Yeah.
A few more come down and they start to fly in front of your face. It's a very beautiful spectacle.
Oh.
Eventually they fly off and you notice that you are one healing potion lighter.
Volcom, that was really special what just happened there. What's wrong?
Fairies have stolen a magic potion.
Fairies? I just dropped Shane's leg. I thought we were butterflies.
They can take the appearance of many things.
Confound this forest!
Sorry. No. Damn it.
Do you want to try to go follow the butterflies?
Did I see where they
went? Still in sight.
Butterflies carry my potion away.
None of them seem to be carrying a potion.
Do you guys have like an immobilist spell or something? I mean, that's first year Hogwarts shit.
Yeah. Wasn't it second year?
Yeah, but she Chamber. Learned it. It was the first lesson in the second year. She would have learned it the yeah. previous year. And those are fairies. Is his trolley horse better?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you're welcome.
In fact, my other leg needs done to keep up with the greatness of the leg that you massage.
I think I should probably get some experience.
Can I use telepathy to communicate with them?
The butterflies? You try. Nothing's coming.
Okay.
Do I level up from rubbing Shane's leg?
I leveled up.
It's not a story beat.
You'll never forget.
You need to insult it or something to get it to cry. These fairies.
Or torture it.
Show it your face. Point your back towards us and go, and you're like, ah!
Are they going back in the direction that we came from?
No.
Where are they going?
Like, if you're going straight, they're going to the right.
So we're going into the circle, they're going this way.
Yeah.
So we're not losing time.
But we're not gaining time.
And we're losing our tracks, bro.
All right, here's the plan. We have Shane's dog, Blank, like the TARDIS captures people in space, and it's just in its mouth. All right? But it doesn't hurt it.
We don't know.
It's in its mouth.
They have the potions.
And they have to cry to get it out.
Well.
Well, other fairies don't do that.
The butterflies.
Mercury's shaking his head.
Don't have a potion.
But. Okay. I don't understand what's happening.
I mean, neither do I much.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming.
I was helping my friend while you were watching.
You follow the butterflies, or do you continue on?
Get me robbed by butterflies.
Like Patch Adams.
I'll say it's an unnecessary distraction and we keep on. We're like an hour and a half away, right?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Take the owl and go.
I mean, I was at Rob's, so I'll go.
I mean, healing potions are pretty expensive, but
dime a dozen.
Dude, I got.
You're a weasel.
I got 300 golden rubies, son. We're good.
All right,
I'm net positive.
Cross it off your sheet.
Yeah.
As you continue on,
just be more aware of butterflies, Calum.
Jesus, look at. Butterfly stole your
Vulcan,
shit.
I'm sorry.
Butterfly accosted you.
You continue.
That's my weasel sound. My feet. Pitter pattern.
Make it another hour.
No.
That's how weasels run.
No, you gotta have 4 feet.
They don't trot.
They don't land at the same time.
Yeah, they do.
Nope, nope.
Like this.
They hop.
Yeah. Their backs go up as they do it.
Right. All right. You make it to the edge of the safe zone.
All right.
With no further...
Yeah. So how do we know that we're in a safe zone? Like, we can just feel it, or...?
I assume you've been tracking your distance.
Yeah.
You have a reasonable idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm probably going to go, like, another 500 feet. Okay. Probably just to be sure. Because, you know, my math might be wrong back there.
Trolls have a terrible smell. I want to smell for trolls!
Very good. It's also been about 4 hours. You start at, like, 7 a.m.
Okay.
It is lunchtime.
Lunchtime!
Oh, shit.
Don't know if you want to indulge in any rations before you... Keep going.
Yeah, we brought those cockatrices for a reason, I'm going to say.
Cockatrice.
I do have meats and fruits, but we also have miracle berry thingies, too.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Remember berries?
Good berries.
Good berries.
Remember berries that
good
you said?
Good speed.
It's like a good burger.
They give you 24 hours of sustenance.
They do.
Ooh. Would I have eaten one yesterday?
They also don't taste delicious.
Yeah, what? Probably bitter.
They're
shit.
Good.
I mean, they're okay.
They're good.
But they're not a steak.
Well, you know what's berries? A rucksack full of meats and fruits.
I ate a good berry because I know that's what I eat every morning for breakfast.
You're a weasel.
I don't have to eat.
I'm not going to eat after a weasel.
You're not eating after me. You're eating with me.
All right, so it's noon. Okay.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, you can eat it on the run. You're a little fatigued at this point.
Okay. Also, I just kind of need to catch my breath. I'm not really that hungry.
But you can keep on. Keep it on.
Does anybody else need to eat?
I would eat at most a good berry.
This guy might
as
need
to not
all
slow
trolley
down.
Horses. I know you're so out of shape.
I know. Now did I. You know, it just seemed to happen randomly.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, I'll have one. I'll have a good berry.
It's probably your leg that started turning to stone or whatever happened.
Must have been. Get bit.
Yeah. I had a hard time here, so I'll have a good berry. 25 sustenance. I've never cared for taste, anyways. So.
I'm smelling and hearing for trolls, Rick. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Look at that.
That's
look
insane.
At that. I rolled 2 natural 20s
What does that do?
I don't know.
You probably smell from like 4 miles away.
Because I have advantage for hearing and smelling. So I got two natural 20s.
Okay. You cool. Fall into a troll's urine.
Put it in a jar, we're good.
Fell into that night mess.
So you smell some troll urine that is drifting in the stream.
So we notice this weasel.
So it must be upriver.
What is it? What is it, weasel?
Upstream.
What?
You knife down at the water.
The water? Drink it? Don't drink it. It's bad water? Oh my gosh, I didn't get any extra water.
He nods at your lower half.
Congratulations.
Do I have a trolley horse?
Just say congratulations.
I don't understand what he's saying. Do you guys know what he's saying?
I think he said don't drink the water.
He takes off his pants and goes for a swim.
No, he said don't drink the water.
He
nods upriver.
I think he's saying the water's bad.
The flow?
Something's coming from
up
there.
River.
Okay, let's follow him.
All right.
Just follow him.
Follow him. Is Timmy stuck in a well?
Does my dog speak weasel?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't speak dog.
Hey.
Even if he did.
Yeah, you don't speak fae.
I can communicate.
The dog and I are like this, though.
I can communicate with him via telepathy. If his mind is still his mind, I can talk to him.
You can talk to me telepathically?
Yeah, I have an awakened mind.
Telepathically.
Telepathy.
I didn't know
anything.
Tilapia?
Tapioca.
We went so okay. I take him up river, looking for this troll urine area.
He says there's troll urine in the stream, so we should go upstream.
Calvin, Volcom, you could talk to him this whole time.
You had an extra pair of gloves this whole time.
paved road.
It's a stream.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Walk in it.
It's like a glass.
So we're walking by the stream, or we're not in the stream, right?
No, we're not in it. We're just walking up.
So you guys are on the top of the hill.
Okay. We're following the smell of piss and water. Don't get a trolley
horse.
We're
actually technically behind the hill.
What?
Don't get a trolley horse. We're going on this.
Okay. Hill. I'll try not to.
You can't see this yet.
So we're coming up the hill.
Yeah. The sound of slapping echoes around you. As you move closer, you see a giant humanoid.
Okay.
Wielding a tree.
Damn.
And with the tree,
he's
slapping the water.
Slapping
the creature's
fish.
Skin is green and rough. It has a thorn bush for hair.
Is he that big compared to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
After a few moments,
could be like a little crappy tree.
He sort of reaches into the water and pulls out
the creature.
He was killing a creature in the water. It's like a crocodile.
I'm just trying to slap the water because you know what
I mean. It retrieves a lizard with long, toothy snout about the size of a prone man.
Can we watch that unfold a little bit so if he kills the creature?
Oh, he did.
Okay.
He drags his dead body out of the stream.
I hate surprise attacks, but in this type of scenario.
Do we want to attack? Is this a troll?
It's a wood troll.
Yeah, it's a troll.
Okay.
I mean, we need to pee.
Yeah, maybe we can just give him to pee. Without having to fight him.
Why don't we get the pee or the water earlier?
How do you separate pee and water?
I mean, just...
As like no water weight.
As like an ingredient,
yeah.
You know? Like if you're like, hey, you know what I need? I need some orange juice. Like, well, there's some orange juice in this bucket of water.
Well, I guess it depends.
You need some gas in the car? Yeah, but most of it's water.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I figure we can synthesize it or... Like, what was it? Like do they need it for something?
It's ingredient stuff, yeah.
It's an ingredient.
Yeah,
it's
they use it for
ingredient.
Like... Yeah. Alchemy.
Hey, all pee is so different, you know?
Yeah, that's why we need troll pee. That's why
I know,
it's so
but
different.
Even their pee is different.
Yes, that's why we specifically need troll pee, because it's different.
It's magically different, Shane.
Okay.
It's not just scientifically.
Like, every time he pees, it's different, I think.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I meant, yeah.
Okay, I get what you mean.
Sometimes it's much more watery, sometimes it's not.
True.
But there's an element in it that the alchemist needs.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't like, make sure it's frothy.
I hate frothy pee.
Yeah. Okay, so how do we get this pee from this wood troll?
You kill it.
Well,
if we kill a troll, can you get him to pee?
What's it doing with the lizard?
It sort of brings it up and lunch.
Okay, it's gonna poop some.
We don't need poop.
When it poop,
it's gonna poop before
pee. Sometimes
when
I pee before every.
How long did it take
to get here? I've never pooped and not peed also
in your life,
ever.
Really?
Wait. How long?
I don't know if I was two.
You've never pooped and not peed. Okay.
Yeah.
How long did it take us to get up here?
Like 15 minutes.
So he peed about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or there's more of these guys up the river or something.
Maybe he's like you and pooping. We have to wait 15 minutes and he'll go again.
I'm going to make my weasel roll.
Okay, I mean, what are we saying, like, we kill it and open up its pee sack or something? What do we mean?
Yes.
Weasel says no. Calvin, can you please ask the weasel what he means? He seems to have a plan.
He said the word lunch. Maybe we can talk to him and get him to just pee.
He's saying that
he said
because
lunch and...
he speaks, he may be intelligent enough to receive urine from him.
Man, that's a smart weasel. Okay.
Okay.
Not it.
It's going to be my weasel hair. My weasel hair is gone.
Since he speaks common,
yep.
Any of us except him can talk to him, except he should be the one to talk to him, probably.
Oh, look at me, look at him.
You could just...
Why?
Because you're the nature boy.
Just talk to a troll. Who has better charisma? That should be who talks to him.
I have a 12.
I also have a mask on my face.
I have a 5.
My charisma is...
Charisma?
10.
Oh, never mind. I was looking right here.
My charisma's a 10.
Yeah, that's your modifier.
No modifiers.
Oh, 17.
My charisma's a 12, the plus 1 charisma.
Calvin's charisma is 18!
I also have a mask on my face.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't feel like you'd have...
It doesn't feel like you'd have an 18 charisma.
Charisma comes in different ways.
Calvin, you should attempt to talk to this guy with your magical charisma and...
he's highly charismatic, but he's a lot more of a brooding, intimidating charismatic.
Use some kind of persuasion.
I never hear it that way, though, Rick.
Use some kind of persuasion to get this pee.
Vulcan, don't scare him, so keep your mask on. And I push you down.
He's only 1%, one thing higher than one number higher than me.
You two could do it. Which one of you wants to go?
I'll do it.
Okay.
We'll go together.
We'll go together.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it. What do you say? As you round the hill, grab its attention. It's dragging off the creature.
Maybe, like, leave one of your ranged bows behind, then I can just make sure, like, hey, if he does attack you, I can attack from surprise.
You also have a hand axe that you throw.
Never mind, go.
Okay. Don't sneak up on it. Just get within yowling distance.
Yeah.
Hello there!
Gain its attention.
Talking food.
You try to be open, non-threatening looking.
Easy food.
Yeah. And I'm going to look.
Look
tough.
Non-threatening. It is pulled out of.
Well, then why the hell did Eric and all them go? Hey, we are not food.
We taste terrible. We're infected with worms.
Worms? Grubs.
No. We're also poisonous.
What?
Make you sick. You're just blah.
What want? Not food.
Pee.
Okay, let's go right to it. Charisma.
What?
We wish you to urinate.
On us.
Pee.
Weasel, can you believe this is happening?
Like Mercury's back there, his ears like, You know what I mean?
I have
not have
jars.
To pee, have to eat.
After eat, then pee?
Pee in this.
We give you more eat.
This, yes.
More eat.
Hungry?
After
he starts to walk over.
After pee.
On us.
He approaches. Well, what are you holding out?
Tacos. Yeah, I guess.
Do we have any cockatrices? Did
no,
we bring
you
this?
Have stones.
Calvin has some.
Damn it, we just have the stones?
Stones.
I have a rucksack of meat and fruits. Give him a berry. Don't get a
give him a good
troll berry.
So
he's
small
hate
though. Would he like it? I'm
don't get
communicating with you telepathically. Would he like a good berry?
I like good berries.
Yeah,
my common sense says no. He just pulled out a croc from a stream. The only thing this guy can find berries if he wanted berries. Look at him.
This is a magic.
Give him your meat. I'll give you my meat if you pee on me.
Do you like weasel?
I don't know where he's going, but. Let's see how it plays out.
Weasel. Small.
Big weasel.
Whoa. Big weasel.
Biggest you've ever seen.
Eat?
Yes.
Yes.
After pee.
What is he doing?
Pee first, then big weasel. I point up the hill.
Oh, weasel.
And he's like, ooh.
He starts to shamble over.
Wait.
I have
pee
my
pee first.
Up.
He's not stopping.
Well, I take off down the hill.
Gonna have to skin him.
So
Eric stands in front. We rush
back.
We
just cut his balls off. P. pee is stored in the balls, right?
No.
He can always change form. He doesn't have to look like a weasel.
Yeah, just go behind the hill and change.
Damn it.
We won't see any more cockatrices.
I know, but it gives me an extra 12 hit points.
We're going to rest at the end of the day. It'll reset, right?
Yeah.
Camp with this guy.
Yeah, we can have a meal with him. We didn't eat lunch.
If you need my turn, you just want me to turn into a back
well,
to normal?
I mean,
Cameron, I don't know your, what was your plan?
I don't know.
I was trying to feed
barter
me.
With him.
But
you're trying to trick him.
Trying to
I was
feed
trying
me.
To trick him, yes.
Why don't you offer the meat that we have in a rucksack?
It's a tiny bag of meat. I'm looking for something
versus an ally
substantial that we can right. give him.
Aaron, he's running. He's walking at you. Are you going to turn back?
Run around the hill so he doesn't see you.
Yeah, but then he might get dumb and just start chasing a weasel that doesn't
He's
exist.
He's already dumb.
He might just, yeah, I know, but he might chase a weasel that doesn't exist.
But then he has to pee at some point.
Yeah, then we're back to square one. Right?
Maybe he likes magic tricks.
Or that.
Maybe he likes a blank.
Change
so
back into a person.
Maybe the blank dog.
All right. I guess
In front of him?
Is that how you change? You shake it off like a dog with water.
Everything starts coming back, and then all my stuff forms back. You see my pouches, my armor, my cape.
That chicken, like, Doom Patrol.
And Where am I?
There I am. Are you laying down?
Oh, fuck, I gotta do my voice.
That's what you've been avoiding.
So,
not
as
the 12
you change,
hit points.
And he starts to sort of run away.
I was hoping he would pee!
I'm not close enough with the jar.
Damn it. He's running away, like, up the river with his crocodile?
He runs into the river. And it's about, like, here to him. And he sort of turns around. How you do that?
Magic. Do you like magic?
Magic like fairy?
Screw the fairies! Those little tricksters.
Good. Very dangerous.
They tied his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They stole my potion.
And they laughed at us.
They steal my berries. He points to his hair.
I told you he liked berries! Not good berries!
We'll give you more berries.
Half berries.
He's different. Tastes delicious.
Okay.
And watch.
We
got a pencil.
Come.
We eat. All right.
All right. Don't forget your lizard.
Let's go.
Okay.
Wait. He looks into the river. Grabs something. Brings it up. It's another crocodile. Just squeezes it until it stops moving.
Oh.
Food for guests.
Thank you.
Torque, for the first time saying anything to this, like, aha! Follows.
Why do you have to beat the other one?
It's easier. Okay.
Didn't want to get in the river.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, so he takes them both. He leads you to
urine camp.
There's a cave, and he's got like a big sort of bonfire area in front of it.
Okay. I didn't want to go into the cave.
I do a quick search. Any rubies?
No. Not in this cave. He doesn't go in the cave. He starts to put the crocodiles on like a spit, and he starts to
turn and
roast them.
Do you have enough fire? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Baoop!
Baoop! Baoop, do you have enough wood for your fire to cook? I can go get some wood if you like.
Yes.
Do you have an axe?
I normally just pull out of ground.
Okay, do you have any other weapons around?
That's all I need.
Okay, alright, I'm gonna go get some wood.
There's a giant
now
tree.
We know there's no surprise weapons.
Yes.
Alright, Tork goes out and starts using his hand axe to get some more wood.
Okay.
He wants to appear helpful.
I want you to try to assist him in cooking meat. Well, he just tossed on a spit. Probably doesn't need help cooking. He just fucking...
Seasoning, maybe?
He might not know what seasoning is. Do we have any seasoning? We could blow this troll's mind.
Do you have any seasoning?
What?
Like salt, pepper.
Season. Forests have no season. Always summer.
Flavor for the food.
Very good flavor. You like.
Would you like help cooking?
Have fire.
I'll do more. Make better.
Ah. He sort of shrugs.
Well.
Tork comes back with some wood up on the shoulder, pours it down.
don't know, pours it down. Puts it down, like, you know, he had it, like, tied up with a rope and gets into a nice little circle under the spire.
Okay. You light the fire.
Okay.
And the fire, at first it starts to, you know, smoke, smolder. There's an orange and red flame. But then it's almost as if, like, a firework comes out. Oh! You do that, magic man?
Not high. No.
Another one comes. Oh! Stop! No, like.
What's going on? Fairies around here.
Fairies.
Hang on,
fairy? You fairy?
No.
We're not fairy. We're not fairy. It must have been in the wood or something.
I'm going to go. I think these things are invisible. I think that's what they're doing. All right. I'm going to go over to the fire. I imagine they got to be around here messing with it.
Okay.
I want to cast fairy fire. Okay?
Okay. Fairy
fire. What this will do is it will outline things in a blue, green, or violet color. Any creature in the area, when the spell is cast, is outlined in light. If it fails, a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
I'm going to try to outline this invisible thing, because it will also, for the duration, objects and affected creatures shed dim light, and the affected creature or object can't benefit from being invisible. I think that's what they're doing.
Okay.
I'm going to try to do that.
Okay. So, you cast it. What color is the light? Blue? You said?
Do you want blue, green, or violet?
That's normal.
You want blue, green, or violet? I want to do blue or violet. That way it doesn't match the green of the...
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so
forest.
You see a...
Like a violet
outlined figure that is small, that's sort of dashing around the fire. Bao sees it.
Oh! Fairy!
And he starts to sprint away.
Sprint.
Sprint.
Probably a good book it, too.
There's a thudding and a thundering as he starts to run off.
Well, he's bound to come back here, right? Can I grab this fairy?
Roll
just
sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand? Damn.
Okay. Athleticism or something?
Let's try
this. Animal handling?
I don't know if they're considered animals.
I mean, if you want to try to grapple it, I guess athletics would work, too.
Yeah.
Not, well, sleight of hand's fine. It's a little fairy. Better than athletics. 20!
What the hell? Oh, it's got 720s.
All right, so you have a figure in your hand, and you can feel its wings buffeting against you.
Ah!
It screams.
I have you. She put it in a drawer.
That way if you die, you can come back to life.
Yes.
Zelda.
Roll initiative.
Roll initiative? I'm holding it.
It's going to attack you.
Thanks, guys, for watching this video. If you like it, support us over at patreon.com/blindwave. Make sure you subscribe as well. Leave us comments as to what you think we can do better. Because constructive criticism is great.
Yep.
Right, guys?
When constructive.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know what you thought. Thanks, guys.
So long.
Bye.
You used to be construction worker.